part of my job is to write about the police department, and I have never seen a recruiting class this size.
Mensa Dean covers the police department for the Philadelphia Inquirer. One day, he was looking on Twitter on the department's recruiting page, and he saw something that gave him pause. The latest recruiting class had only 19 people.
They still have 166 vacancies that they're trying to fill. And so you're not going to do that by having classes of 19 when you typically have classes of 50, 60, 70 officers.
And another thing jumped out at him.
The class is made up of 16 men and 3 women. There are no African Americans in the class, which is surprising because Philadelphia is a city that is over 45% African American.
Why is this class so small? And where are the African American recruits? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why.
It's hard to say if this was just a blip because the police department chose not to explain this. Philadelphia has always, or let's say in the recent years, has always had a vacancy problem. They're budgeted for about 6,500 officers, and they haven't reached that number in a very long time. Currently, they have a vacancy number of 166 officers.
Why is that? Is that because officers are retiring? Mm-hmm.
Yes, certainly. In addition to that, they did lose 10 recruits last year who were caught cheating at the police academy, and they also lost a number of officers because of the Facebook scandal, where the officers were caught posting racist, sexist comments. But yes, typically in any department of that size, you're going to have a natural attrition where officers are leaving. But the issue is you've got to always have them coming in too.
Right.
And so when you have a small class like that, it begs a lot of questions. You know, why is this class so small?
How do you, for people like me who don't know anything about this, how do you go about becoming a police officer?
Well, first and foremost, you've got to fill out an application, just like at Mickey D's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out an application. Once your application is in, eventually you will have a background check, and that entails filling out a very thick book, I'm told, like the story of your life. And if you get through that, then you have to go through a battery of other prerequisites such as a psychological exam and a polygraph exam. It takes the better part of a year, if not a year, to get through the process of checking a applicant. And once they get through that, they'll be invited to go to the police, what we call the police academy. And that will take about 9 months.
So where do police recruiters go to find people?
They have a Twitter account. And on their Twitter account, they advertise where they'll be. They go to places you might expect, like college campuses. They also go to gyms.
That's right. You went to an LA Fitness in the upper Northeast and talked to some young men there, right?
Well, can I ask you a few questions real quick?
Sure.
Okay, about your thoughts. Okay. So what's your name, sir?
Yes, I did. I spoke to people as they were coming and going from the gym. Just about all of them said, yes, we see the recruiters. They're here all the time. So there was an array of people and their interactions with the department, and some were interested, some were not.
I had the invitation to go to the physical fitness test, but I just never took the next step, simply because around that time, it was a bad time to be a cop because the view on cops.
I've seen good cops out here. You know, it's just a toss-up. That's why you see people afraid not signing up. It's just they're getting a bad name.
I mean, yeah, of course, when I did, I wanted to be a police officer. I wanted to go join the Army. But then once I went to college, I know what I wanted to do.
As African Americans, we become a cop. We're looked at as sellouts where we're from. And sometimes that's just hard to deal with sometimes. It's like a lot on your plate.
So, Mensa, this class is 19 people, super small, and there could be a zillion reasons why it's so small, right?
Oh, that's true, yes. In fact, a recent study that came out in September by the Police Executive Research Forum found that there are fewer people applying to be police officers across the country. Hmm. The report noted a triple threat to police departments' efforts to keep staffing levels where they want them to be. And those three things were fewer people are applying to be police officers, more officers are leaving before they reach retirement age, and there's just a larger number of officers who do, in fact, retire.
Hmm.
And so that confluence, coupled with the fact that the economy is booming, and so more people, young people, have more options. So the police department is like everybody else who's looking for people. They have to compete harder.
When we come back,
I believe that blacks have to prove themselves and they have to be less blemished than their white counterparts.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to the Enquirer's Mensa Dean about why the police department's latest recruiting class is so small. There are also no African Americans in the class. So, Mensa, this new class was mostly white with only a few women. I wanted to ask you about all these unarmed black men being shot by police officers, Mike Brown in Ferguson, you know, Philando Castillo in Minnesota, played a role in people deciding not to apply for the police force.
Well, anecdotally, yes. I mean, you can go online and Google that, and you'll see story after story of police chiefs and police commissioners saying that we are having trouble finding African-American recruits.
It's a question of public trust.
Yes, it is. I don't think there's been a comprehensive study that I've seen that is saying that the number of African-American applicants is dropping, but it's a part of that problem.
The police department is a little bit more than 30% African-American and about 20% women. That's pretty low in a city made up mostly of people of color. Has diversity on the force always been a problem?
The Philadelphia Police Department has really been one of the oldest and largest old boy networks in our city. It's been largely white and male. I've been told that they do go to historically black colleges and universities for recruiting, which they do. And I've been told that they go to where the recruits are of all colors, all races. But the results are not exactly what you would expect in a city that is, I believe, 45% African-American. I mean, just symbolically, the police union moved there. Lodge and headquarters from Spring Garden Street near Center City to the far northeast several years ago in a place that is predominantly white. And so from their union to the administration to the rank and file, police have a reputation as being not hospitable or inhospitable, I should say, to minorities and women.
The fact that there's no African-Americans in this past recruiting class, is that because they aren't applying?
I interviewed David Fisher, the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the National Black Police Officers Association.
I am a former Philadelphia police detective, and I have been retired for 4 years. African-Americans are definitely applying, but they're not getting through the background investigations.
And he tracks these things very carefully.
You have to go through background investigation where you have the gray booklet that actually has all the questions that they asked you to fill out to the best of your knowledge, so that they can actually investigate you to see if you are ethically or morally in the position to be a police officer. You can be refused for things that the background investigations says you have poor judgment, you have poor character, you have poor work history. How do you judge someone's character from a booklet?
They get rejected at high numbers. Some of it is subjectivity.
You have a T-Mobile bill and you walked away from it. You had a car that was repossessed and you're still dealing with it. So those are the issues that African-Americans in their 20s and 30s are facing. They're not working and still living with mom and dad and don't have those credit issues. I think things are just looked at different when you're African-American.
Knowing that, do you think minority applicants are held to a higher standard than other applicants?
From what I've heard over the years as a reporter, I would say yes. I believe that blacks have to prove themselves. They have to be less blemished than their white counterparts. This is something that you cannot look at in a study. The police department is not going to confirm that for you. But when you talk to young people, men and women, and some of them had impeccable backgrounds, college graduates, and they still cannot get a job.
So, Minsa, what I'm hearing you saying is that we've got this small class and that the history of the Philadelphia Police Department has been that they tend to hire mostly white men to become officers. What is the department doing to try to recruit bigger and more diverse academy classes?
Well, like I said, they did not grant me an interview. They answered some questions via email. And part of the answer to that question was that they have a dedicated group of officers who employ a variety of techniques to recruit qualified persons to their ranks. Pretty canned stuff. In addition, the last commissioner of the police department, Richard Ross, threw out a requirement that new recruits have to have 60 college credit hours. And that was a requirement that was put in place by Charles Ramsey, who was his predecessor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that requirement had only been on the books for about a year. And in addition, the national study that I cited earlier had recommended that some ways that police departments can attract more recruits is by giving incentives like forgiving student debt and paying for child care, relaxing restrictions against past drug use. Obviously, pay is always paramount in trying to attract recruits. Whether this class of 19 is the beginning of a trend, only time can tell. And so I'll be watching to see what the next class size is.
Minsa, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you for having me.
That was Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Minsa Dean. We also reached out to the Philadelphia Police Department for additional comment, but they declined our request. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Kelly Brennan. We had editing help on this episode from Eugene Son. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.